Don't move. I've got you in my grip. Worry not. I won't hurt you. We're friends, right? What is a human like you doing in a place like this? Oh, did I frighten you? Nice to see you. You know, it's been a bit since we've last talked. What have you been up to? Just busy. Fair, fair. I won't pry any further then. I missed you a lot, though. It's just not the same without my human buddy. You're not so good at hiding your emotions. You know that, right? Well, something clearly is on your mind. Last I saw you, you were so happy-go-lucky. It seemed like nothing could tear you down. And now you seem very distant and withdrawn. Something has to be the matter. There's no way you've had such an extreme mood change without something having to have happened. The question is, do you really feel like talking about it with me? Now, why would I make fun of you? Have I ever made fun of you for talking to me about anything serious? Well, yeah, you have a point. We've never talked about anything serious, but that can change. I can be quite serious, even though that may be hard to believe. I've done my fair share of serious talks. Lay it on me. You're not going to scare me with whatever you have to say. Give me your worst. Oh, you don't think you fit in around here? Okay, you know, I was afraid this was going to happen. Oh, yeah. But I did end up seeing this coming from a mile away. I mean, you're probably the only human on this entire planet. In a world filled with monsters and things that you never thought were possible, you have to grapple with the fact that you're the only one of your species. And that has to be very tough. Though I don't know exactly how you feel, if I was stuck on a planet filled with what I perceive to be monsters, and I was the only giant, I'd be freaking out as well. And even though I would meet some nice and genuinely friendly people, I would still feel, I guess, alone. But I wanted to say that even though you do feel alone, and yeah, you may be the only one of your kind, you aren't really all that. I don't want you to feel. Just know that we support you, and we want nothing but the best for you. And we don't hate you for being different. We don't hate you from being from somewhere else. We want to get to know you. Honestly, you being from a different place is amazing. I mean, it's unheard of, honestly. We don't want you to be afraid of us. We don't want you to run away and stay alone, because being alone, especially at a time like this, it can do a lot more damage than help. I know that's a lot easier to say than to do, and honestly, you're going to have to come up with this conclusion on your own. But we really want nothing but the best for you. And I really, truly want nothing but the best for you. Yeah. This may be a lot to drop on you at the moment, but I honestly like you a lot. Yeah, I know you like me too, but not like that. What I meant was, Ever since we've met, we have been hitting it off so well, and it's been, what, a few months now? I wanted to wait maybe an entire year before I asked this, but I shouldn't do this right now. Sorry, we should really continue talking about you. Maybe there's a way I can help you, or maybe there's a way that we can help you. Really, we are 100% at your disposal. And I wish to prove to you that you are wanted and loved by all of us. I mean, have you seen Candy when you walk into the room? Her tail's always wagging. Like, you are her absolute favorite. I know I shouldn't have brought this up. You are a very curious being. But it's justified. I brought it up and then I tried to shut it down instantly in a really piss poor way. Okay, how do I say this? I'm sweating, by the way. I'm really nervous. I've never really done this before. I like you. It started with an innocent crush and it has evolved into something far bigger. When we first met, what, 6 months ago? Yeah. You're this new creature in town, smaller than most people here, and we were just trying to figure out what exactly were you. I was spooked, everyone was spooked, but at the same time, we were like, wow, this isn't something you see every day. You're like a celebrity around here, right? Anyway, you're the new kid in town, and I have a little bit of a crush on you because you're really friendly. Ignoring your celebrity status, you are incredibly just 100% friendly and sweet and kind. You have all these funny stories to tell us about this place called Earth that you come from. All your escapades and your journeys and adventures over there that are just mind-blowing to us. And you talk about it like it's an everyday thing. But to us, we're like, wow, really? You are like a true adventurer. Something we'd read in the storybooks. Something you'd see at the movies. We'd never expected someone like you to ever grace us with your presence. It just seemed like fantasy. About a month or so in, it seemed, at least to me, that you were starting to take a little bit of an interest back in me. You were curious about where I came from, my species, really anything and everything having to do with giants, and you seemed really, really intrigued. Now, maybe you were doing that with everybody, but it seemed like you and I were getting to spend a lot of time with each other, more than everyone else, which honestly made me develop the crush to begin with, to make it get stronger and stronger, because I never had anyone really... this is going to sound pathetic. I've never had anyone in my life take that much interest in me just because I'm me. Never in my life have I experienced that. And I think it's because giants are common, so we're not all that, I guess, exotic would be the right word. We're just considered a normal occurrence, so who cares, right? But an exotic creature like you taking interest in a person that you consider to be exotic, who isn't exotic on their own planet. Yeah, is this making any sense to you? I feel like I'm just blabbering on. I think it's because I'm really nervous. You know, having all this strength, you would think I'd be strong enough to actually talk to you. I mean, like, I could smush you. I could grab you and chuck you across the planet. But talking to you about my feelings is... Speaking of which, You are the first small creature to ever even want to wrestle with me. Most other beings on this planet would be afraid to do such a thing, would be afraid to even challenge me because they know I'd wipe the floor with them. But you insist on us fighting, and I don't know why. Of course, it's play fighting, but still. Remember that one time we were, you know, fighting and I got your head between my thighs? I was so afraid that I accidentally, like, really severely hurt you. Like, you just went limp. But I saw you were still breathing and everything was fine. You freaked me out so bad, but I'm sure you were just pranking me, right? That was just a horrible prank. You always do that when I get you there. It's such a meanie. I don't do that when you get the upper hand. Okay, you never get the upper hand. But if you ever were to get the upper hand, I wouldn't do that to you, meanie. But yeah, I swear, you are way too funny. Too funny for your own good, but funny all the same. But yeah, before I start going on a tangent, I am really attracted to you, and I don't know how you feel about me. You may not think of me in the same ways, or maybe even less than that. I'm not entirely sure what you think. But I should just let that out there. I do have a crush on you. I do think you're wonderful and attractive and all that. But if you don't have the same feelings for me, I can get it out of my system. Just hit me with it. Let me know right now. I can take it. I can take it. I'm strong. I'm a strong Amazonian. Yeah, I knew it. I was completely delusional to think that you would... Wait. What? You like me? Wow, you know, honestly, I didn't expect to get this far. Okay, then, okay, I've never done this before. Would you like to go out with me? Where? Do you know that place that sells mammoth burgers? We could go there if you want. Really? Cool, awesome. Then it's a date. Can I pick you up at 8 p.m.? Cool. Yeah. Sorry, I feel like I'm about to pass out. Is it just me that feels that way? It's you too. Okay. It's the heart. It's just beating faster and faster. The butterflies are in the stomach too. And it feels like you're about to throw up. Yeah, okay. Thank God it's not just me. I'm so happy you like me too, but I'm horrified right now. I'm so excited. Wait. What should I wear? Have you ever gone on a date before? You haven't? Oh, God. Okay, we're going to have to learn this together then. We get to do this together. Oh, my God. Just so I don't look like a freak in front of you, I should probably leave. However, I hope that you enjoy the company of everybody, and I will be back in a moment. I just need to go to the bathroom and, like, splash some water on my face and calm down. Yeah. And we could talk about this more after we're done hanging out with everybody, or really whenever you want to, or we can continue doing it right now if you want. Maybe after I go to the bathroom, though. God, I feel like such a nerd. Just the way I'm speaking is so you know? It's so uncool. You probably were expecting more of me being like a proper Amazonian, strong and, you know, built like iron, just completely not jelly like this. But I'm so excited. And see, that's another reason why I like you. You don't expect me to act like the stereotypical giant. You just want me to be myself, and what more could I ask for? What more could I possibly ask for in this life? Now, I won't deny I am stereotypical in some ways. Once again, I could absolutely destroy you. However, when it comes to emotions, I'm like a puppy, really. Thank you for accepting me. Thank you. I'll be right back. I'll be back as quickly as possible. Do you want to go hang out with everybody else? Or would you just rather hang out with me? No pressure, no pressure. Just curious. As you wish.